وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته أخي الكريم حفظك الله. The brother أخواني في الله is asking about the difference in between the Maturidis and the Ash'aris, and I will try my best to make it easy for you to understand by giving you a few examples. My dear brother, number one, the Ash'aris and the Maturidis, actually they came from the same background. The background is people who they try to mix in between the Haqq and the Batil, Al-Athar wal-Kalam, the Salafi methods and the philosophers' methods. Al-Haqq wal-Batil, Al-Athar wal-Batar. They try to mix in between both of them. You understand? But let us say it's an example to make you understand. It's an example. Let us say the Haqq and the Manhaj Salafi is 100%. You understand? And Al-Manhaj Al-Falsafi Al-Ghali, the philosopher method, is 0%. This percentage according to the truth. Okay? So those people, they came and they tried to mix in between the method of the Athar and the method of the Batar, the manhajiyya of Al-Salafiyya and manhajiyya Al-Falsafiyya. So the Asha'ira, they got from this kind of mixing 50%. And the Maturidi, they got from this kind of mixing 30%. But they came from the same background. So the manhajiyya Al-Falsafiyya, we call it Al-Mu'tazila. They are extreme philosophers. Some of them, loads of them already left Islam because, like I said to you, you just imagine like that, Al-Mu'tazila is an extreme philosopher. These two groups, they came actually from the philosophers, from the extreme group, and they neglect them and they fight with them bad because they saw the real clear misguidance that those extreme philosophers are practicing. But unfortunately, they didn't do a complete hijrah to the methods of Ahlus Sunnah. No, they stayed in the middle. Some of them, they neglect and they boycott the background of the philosophers, the extreme philosophers, but they couldn't jump far. This is the Maturidis. The Asha'ira, they did the same and they couldn't jump. They could jump more far than the Maturidis, but not far enough to reach to the line, the safe line, safe Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Okay? Example again. This is all is in a kind of an examples for you to understand, and physical examples to understand. Ahlus Sunnah there in the top in the sky. Then, after them, Al Asha'ira, near to the ground. Then after them, the Maturidiyya is on the ground. Then after that, the extreme philosophers and Mu'tazila inside the garbage. You understand? So this, how is it? So from here we say the Asha'ira is the Muslim philosophers who they steal Muslims, but closer to Ahlus Sunnah. Not Ahlus Sunnah, closer. After them, the Maturidiyya, who the Muslim philosophers, who they are closer to the extreme philosophers, but they are better than them. Then after that, the extreme philosophers. Another example for you, my dear brother, a practical example. One of the most famous mas'ala is the mas'ala of the iman. Look, Ahl Sunnah, they believe the iman, the faith, is made of the heart act, which means the faith in your heart. You believe Allah Jalla wa'ala is the one who deserves to be worshipped and he's the creator and everything. Al-Rububiyya wal-Uluhiyya wal-Asma wa-Sifat. Then you pronounce this Tawheed in your mouth. Then you practice it in your deeds. These three made of Tawheed. So this is the Iman. Asha'ira, they believe the Iman is made of the heart act plus the tongue statements enough. The deeds is not part of it. It's something to complete it, but it's not part of it. You understand? Then you go to the Maturidi and more far. The Sha'ira is far enough because this is against Ijma'u Salaf, rahimahullah ta'ala. The Maturidis more far, they believe even the statement is not necessary. The heart feeling is more than enough. You understand? But they make it wajib for you to say La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. It's not sharat for the iman. Another example. We believe the iman is increasing and decreasing. And this go back to the iman itself, which you have it in your heart. The Asha'ira, they believe the iman decreasing and increasing. But it doesn't go back to the iman itself, which is inside your heart. It's just something nice to complete it. The Matridiyah, they believe the iman shouldn't decrease and increase. And whoever said like that, mumkin reach to kufr. The Ahlul Sunnah, they believe, the believer allowed to say, Ana mu'min insha'Allah, for the barakah. The Asha'ira, they say, yes, possible to say Ana mu'min insha'Allah, but better if you don't. The Matridi, they believe, if you said Ana mu'min insha'Allah, you are kafir. Ahlul Sunnah, they believe, Al-Islam and Iman, two different levels. The person who became Muslim doesn't mean he's a mu'min already until he do a lot of deeds, upgrade him to be a mu'min. It's a higher level than Islam. And if the Islam, the iman is when the real iman enter your heart, include the deeds. The Ash'aris, they believe is yes, the Islam and the iman is different levels. The Matridi, they say no, both iman and Islam is the same 100%. There is no different levels, there is nothing like that. You understand? But in general, Ash'ari and Matridi, they came from the same background and they are very close to each other and they sue each other. They are in-laws, like in-laws. And you see them in many places. They replace each other and they sue each other everywhere. Because most of the difference is between them in terms of terms, philosopher terms, and terms of philosophers. Not real, real big difference. Abu Mansur al-Maturidi, the head of the Maturidiyah, and Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, the head of the Ash'ariyah, they was close to each other in terms of the time and the lifestyle and the knowledge regarding falsafa and others. One of the most great difference also, they are totally different in the furu' in the practice with the fiqh, the Ash'ariyah, the head of the Ash'ariyah is the Shafi'iyah, and the head of the Maturidiyah is the Ahnaf. And I think all of you know the bad black history in between the Shafi'is and the Hanafis. The Ash'aris and the Hanafis from the past that he was fighting with each other. Even Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned battles used to happen between the Shafi'is and the Hanafis. So in terms of practicing the furu' or the fiqh or whatever, they are totally different because those Hanafis and those Shafi'is. Shafi'i al-Ash'ariyah today is the most famous because the madhab being spread to a lot of madhab, not just Shafi'iyah, Malikiyah. Even the Ajib, some of the Hanabila, they are Ash'aris. Oh, they accept the Ash'ariyah. This is a general difference, half other difference, just for you to make you understand. Barakallah feek. Habidakallah.